iRockRadio.me, real rock and real variety. How you doing? It's Jay Hunter. I am still at the Chameleon Club. This is a pre-recorded interview right before the show with Devour the Day, and I'm hanging here with Blake, and we're getting up close and personal with some different questions as far as inspirations of the different songs. And I mean, aside from specific songs, like do you have a type of I guess I would say a type of routine that kind of puts you in mode, concentration mode, to be inspired to write the different lyrics. I mean, you write the lyrics.
Joey is the primary lyric writer, but when we do get together to work on lyrics, usually it's we have conversations and we talk about situations before we really. We talk about things, different topics, and we expand on them, and then, you know, we let them sit, and every once in a while we get something that means something to the both of us. And I think Step Aside off this new record is one of those songs that was a really good example of what I'm talking about. But we both feel like there are artists in the world that water down the music industry, and I don't mean that as in like they make everything, you know, blurry or anything like that. I mean like they take up so much room in the rock world because there's only so many outlets out there. And there's a reason why there is only a handful of rock bands that no matter what they release, it's a top 10 song. You see the same top 10, seeing the same like maybe 20 bands playing these festivals at the headlining area. There's very rarely is there something new that's in there, and I don't mean specifically rock music. I mean this, it goes for every genre out there, and I think that what happens is they have a timeline, they have a quota, and sometimes they go in the studio and they just put together some shit. And they give it to you, and they force it into the ears of their listener because it's time for record sales. And I think that that's a terrible thing, that there's this amazing music that these artists have spent their entire lives creating, and they're at the very bottom of this situation, while these guys who have established themselves with a great song that they wrote 20 years ago are still clogging up these charts. And I don't mean anybody specific, but, you know.
Tweaking the music and changing the words.
Exactly.
All right, real quick, let's get to know you a little bit with some stupid Will questions, like a this or that, okay? So just, you know, whichever one comes to the top of mind here. Chicken wings, boneless or traditional?
Boneless.
Van Halen, David Lee Roth or Sammy Hagar?
Roth.
That wasn't quick.
No, it wasn't.
Had to think about it. Batman or Superman?
Batman.
Donald or Hillary?
Donald.
Pro wrestling or MMA?
MMA.
All right. So after tonight, over the next few weeks, the next few months, what is what's up and coming for Devour the Day?
We have quite a few club shows booked for the next month, but we also have some festival stuff. We have Rock Allegiance and Open Air and... I just mentioned it, but I can't think. Oh, Northern Invasion. We have that. That concert too. So we're pretty excited. We got a lot of shows booked.
I was stuck on Rock Allegiance. That's why I couldn't help you out with the other one. All right. Well, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to do that after soundcheck. I appreciate it.
No worries. Anytime.
And before we go, how about we? I did promise you I'd let you play DJ for a bit, but instead of introducing your own song, why don't I give you the opportunity to just pick a song? It's a rock station, though. It's got to be a rock song. But we'll give you the opportunity to pick a song, and we'll let you introduce it and play it.
Okay, cool. This is Blake Allison from Devour the Day. You're listening to iRockRadio.me, and this is Blink-182's Bored to Death.